The following is a paid program brought to you by My Philly Lawyer. The views and opinions expressed are those of the sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station and its management.
Good morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome to Court Radio. This is Dean Weitzman. I'm joined in the studio with my co-host, the one, the only, the inimitable David Rappaport.
Good morning. Better than being the abominable.
You were last week, but you know, I don't leave you abominable forever.
Abominable.
Listen, folks, if you've got legal questions, David and I are here today for 1 hour from 7 to 8, as we always are every Sunday morning. All you got to do is give us a call, 215-227-2727. That's the number to get your legal questions answered. Right?
Yep.
Yep.
Zippity-doo.
And
it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful today, I think. Or nice, and it's going to be gorgeous during the week, I hear.
Okay.
It's going to be in the 70s.
I have to say, we moan and groan about the weather.
Right.
But I think we've had fantastic weather, even all summer.
The summer was pretty good. There wasn't a huge amount of rain, which I guess is bad for the for crops and things like that in the soil, but the crops of Pennsylvania. But, yeah, I agree with you. And the fall is coming, which personally for me is my favorite time of year.
I agree. And football starts up. The Eagles are playing well. Today they take on their nemesis, the Washington Redskins.
Nemesis.
Predictions?
Predictions are next time we talk about that, they'll have a different name, right? Aren't they changing that name, the Redskins?
They may be, yeah.
Predictions? I don't know. I mean,
I say they win.
Yeah, what are you going to say? Of course. Oh, they win.
No, I think they're going to win and decisively win.
Oh, you think it's going to be a blowout type win? They're just going to take control immediately? That's not their MO.
No, they wear you down for the first half of the game.
And right, then they
Yeah, then they start picking you apart. 215-227-2727. I see some of our guests are lining up already with their questions. David.
Yes, sir.
On a sad note and a memorable note.
Yes.
This has been deemed the E. Stephen Collins Studio.
Yes, it has.
And
we know that.
And this is E. Stephen Day.
Today. Really?
Yes.
Nice.
My buddy passed away a year ago.
God, I can't believe it's a year?
It's a year and 10 days to be exactly precise.
Wow.
1 year and 10 days ago, last Sunday, a year ago, about.
I can't believe it's a year.
Yeah, E passed away. And what a shock. What an absolute horrific shock for me, for the world, for all of Philadelphia, to have lost him. At such a young age, and he did so much. I mean, I think it goes without saying that he did so much. So many people were affected, but I wanted to hear a little bit from my buddy one time before we finish the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you, E.
Thank you, E.
Thank you, E. Stephen.
Thank you, E. Stephen.
Thank you, E. Stephen Collins. Be blessed.
Hey, E. I just want to thank you so much for being a part of my life.
Thank you, E. We love you, brother.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, E. Stephen Collins.
Here's E. Stephen Collins.
Thanks, big guy. Thank you both. David, thank you, buddy. Warming up the studio listeners for me. Good warm-up back there, my Philly lawyer. Good morning. This is Philly Speaks. I'm E. Stephen Collins. You're listening to Old School 100.3, and it is good to touch base with you this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, my main man? How's it going, big
guy? Wide awake, man. Wide awake.
Hey, look, this is Wide Awake America right here, 8 a.m. a.m. on Sunday morning. Okay, Senator Hughes, I only have a minute and a half, and I have two more big questions for you. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, first, was Julius Erving the best basketball player ever in the history of the NBA?
No, Will Chamberlain.
Wrong. It was Dr. J. Will was a great ball player. Don't get me wrong. And he was a Philadelphia guy, Overbrook guy. I get all that. But Julius had artistic genius in the air.
This argument is
Dr. was the coolest.
So you are agreeing that Dr. J was the greatest basketball player of all time. Thank you so much.
You're out of time.
I just thank you all for getting up early this morning. I love you guys. You guys are amazing.
E. Stephen Collins.
Wow. That boy, I'll tell you, that voice. That's what gets me the most is the voice. And by the way, he was right, Julius Erving. He's definitely right about that.
He always had one question he couldn't ask because he always had one question too much. He would get wrapped up in something, and he would just go on. He'd have one guest, one question that would always sit on the table. I love that man. And you know what, folks? You owe the entire Court Radio family, the entire Court Radio format, to E. Stephen Collins, because he convinced me that this was needed for the community. He convinced me it was needed for Philadelphia. He taught me how to do it. He guided David and I through our early days of Court Radio, and he'd come in and he'd listen to us and criticize us.
Yeah. but for good.
and we would banter and pass the microphone back and forth, and I was a guest on Philly Speaks so often, and he'd come back on to Court Radio, and it's just in honor of my friend E. This show is and always will be a part of his legacy that he left to Philadelphia. 215-227-2727. Talking about another friend of Court Radio.
And another legacy, right?
And another legacy. We have Thomas Klein was and is and has been a guest here. And in fact, to segue, Tom and I are both representing the estate of E. Stephen Collins. And so he's a friend of this family as well. And Tom donated this week $50 million to Drexel Law School, and the school is now renamed the R. Thomas Klein Law School.
Yeah, as it should be with that kind of donation. But what a great, unbelievable. And what's cool about this, I think, the coolest part about this whole project that he's come up with is apparently part of his donation is a building in Center City. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but they're going to make a trial law center in that building. So it's going to be the first law school type center like that in the city.
Yeah.
And the only one in the city. Like
you know,
which is very cool.
It's really going to give Temple a run for their money. Now, I'm a Temple grad.
Yeah, we're both Temple.
And Temple.
Tom taught at Temple a little bit too, didn't he? Do something?
I'm not sure, but he may have.
He might have.
But the point is that Temple, folks, is known around the country as a trial advocacy school.
Correct.
They teach and hone our skills as trial attorneys at Temple. I dare I say, better than any law school in the nation.
They've won so many moot court competitions.
National. And now it sounds like Drexel may give them a run for their money with Tom at the helm leading the trial advocacy program there.
Well, I mean, let's face it, Temple has been always, since we've gone there, maybe even before, focused on actual trial practice and clinical teaching and, you know, doing clinical programs with lawyers in the city, so you get actual practice. more than any other law school. And now I think, you know, Tom has made it possible for Drexel to really get into that kind of teaching rather than just classroom, you know, and research type thing.
Absolutely.
So that's very cool. Because that's how you learn. Let's face it. That's how you learn.
Yep.
By doing it.
All right. Let's talk to one of our guests, or one of the callers. We have Harriet on line 2 from Northeast Philly. Hey, Harriet. Welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
You have a question? What is it?
Okay. My son, to me, was wrongly convicted of attacking a man, and he's been in jail ever since June the 15th, and he has a lawyer that the court appointed, and he hasn't been to see him yet. And when I ask him questions, and I ask for my son's documentation, he says that my son knows what he did. It's called a discovery. And that's it. I'm trying to get my son a lawyer that will listen to his side of it. His girlfriend was being attacked at her house. She came to my house. She lives in West Philly. And she came to my house because she was being attacked by her brother in her house. And when it all boiled down, my son saw a man that brought her to his house, a hat guy, and he was arguing with her. And my son came out and thought he was attacking her, and him and the guy got into a fight.
Okay, so hold on. Before you tell me the whole story on the air, just wait a second. What's your question? Your question is you want to retain counsel for your son who will be more mindful of his case. Keep it short. Give me just what it is you're looking for. Go ahead.
Well, how to get his lawyer to represent him better because he's a court-appointed lawyer because they're saying that both of them conspired to rob the guy.
Okay. Well, the Commonwealth might have their story or their spin on it, and that's fine. That's what they do. But, you know, you have your defenses. The case takes time to come to trial. I presume your son is an adult. He's going to have to get the lawyer involved, the court-appointed lawyer. Or you can choose to go and get private counsel if you can afford that. You know, that obviously, if you have, well, maybe not obviously, but presumably private counsel will be more attentive to your son's needs and will visit him and prepare a zealous defense. But I'm sure that the court-appointed attorney will as well, just maybe not on your time frame. But nonetheless, again, if you looking for that type of interaction, it may be necessary or behoove you to get private counsel. We do have a whole team of attorneys at My Philly Lawyer who do criminal defense. You're welcome to give us a call at 215-227-2727 during the week. And you'd come in for an interview and they'd meet with your son, for retention purposes. But again, that's costly. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. There is a cost associated with that. It's significant. And many people can't afford it or choose not to to do that. But when you're left with with court appointments, they have a very large calendar of folks that they're representing. They have a duty to zealously represent your son, don't get me wrong, and they have to present the defense and they have to do what needs to be done to win the case, but they may not do it on your time frame. But if they do it, you know, if they really drop the ball, you can ask for a new appointment. Your son can request new counsel. He can fire his attorney. There's many things that he can do to force the issue. Thanks for calling Court Radio, and have a great Sunday. David?
Yes.
We have our guest on the line. We're going to come back to some stories later. We're going to take a break before we get to the hot button topic, but I just want to introduce him. It is Philadelphia's own Wally Jones. He was a 10-year veteran of the NBA. And Wally, why are we talking basketball? We're just starting football season, for goodness sake. Well, I'll tell you why. We have Wally on the line. And by the way, you know, it's funny. E was speaking at the top of the show about who's the best basketball player,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Well, Wally played right alongside Wilt Chamberlain on the vaunted 67 Philadelphia 76ers team, believe it or not.
Nice.
Yeah, and he is really advocating on behalf of NBA players who have concussion syndrome. And there's this whole huge case going on with NFL. They've kind of stolen really all of the media presentment with regards to the concussion, and it's been focused strictly on the NFL. But Wally says that, you know, it's not just the NFL
well,
who's
unfortunately,
suffering.
Unfortunately, people don't look at basketball as being high contact, but it definitely not, is.
It is?
Oh, yeah,
I don't know. Let's bring him on. Let's get Wally on the line. Hey, Wally, welcome to Court Radio.
It's a pleasure, and I like you guys entering with one of the greatest teams. We were named the NBA's greatest team for the first 35 years.
That's
and
right.
And you talk about one of the greatest ever. We have some great players on that team besides Will Chamberlain.
Absolutely.
You know, Al Greer, Billy Cunningham, Chet Walker. We have some great, I mean, Hall of Famers. So I'm very proud to be a part of that team.
Yeah, and how about Wally Jones, huh?
Well, I appreciate that. It's good to be remembered, as I always say. I have an opportunity each Sunday with Sports Insider Night talk show on iHeartRadio Armed Forces Network. I've been doing it for 4 years. So I understand the importance of getting messages out about so many things that involve not only these professional basketball players, but I have some statistics regarding high school ball players, concussions.
Yeah, we're going to talk about concussions for kids and for the NBA. We're going to do all that as soon as we get back. We have a quick break, Wally. Hang on, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
It's a legal and financial squeeze. You're unable to work because of an accident. But your legal case is still not settled, so you can't pay the bills to take care of your family. But now, thanks to U.S. claims, you can. If you have a pending lawsuit, call 1-877-U.S.-CLAIMS. While you're waiting for your settlement, U.S. claims can help you pay the bills. Get out of the squeeze. Call 1-877-U.S.-CLAIMS today. For 20 years, Center City Medical Center has provided premium expert medical services for Philadelphia. Whether you need musculoskeletal rehab or an immigration physical, call 888-945-EXAM. Our board-certified physicians have more than 80 years' experience from post-injury rehab to DNA paternity testing. To make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations, call 888-945-EXAM. Get premium expert care. Center City Medical Center, serving Northeast, North, and Center City, Philadelphia. If you've been injured on the job and are entitled to workers' comp, you need someone fighting for you from the start. Call Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law. Don't rely on your employer or insurance company to get it right. Call 215-512-1500. If you're entitled to workers' comp or it's being challenged, Jeffrey Gross can help get the money you deserve, and he won't get paid unless you get paid. Call 215-512-1500. Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law, representing Pennsylvania's injured workers for more than 20 years.
Are you in a financial legal squeeze? Unable to work because of an accident with your legal case still not settled? Lawsuit Funding Solutions can help you pay the bills while you wait. If you have a pending lawsuit, call 877-697-7352. It can take time for a lawsuit to settle. Lawsuit Funding Solutions is here to help you get back on track. And you won't owe them a thing if your case doesn't settle or you don't receive a judgment. Get out of the squeeze today. Call 877-697-7352.
The following is a paid program brought to you by My Philly Lawyer. The views and opinions expressed are those of the sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station and its management.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yo, welcome back. It's Court Radio. If you've got questions, we've got the answers. 215-227-2727. If for some reason you don't get answered on Sunday, but you think you might have a case, you can always call us at that number all week long. 215-227-2727. Bam. See that? Perfect timing.
No explosion. It's gone.
It's gone. That's Larry, you know?
Yeah, Larry doesn't like that.
Wally.
It's a Larry era now.
Wally Jones is on the line. Welcome, Wally, back to Court Radio. Prior NBA star on the 67-76ers. Wally Jones is here to talk about sports injuries and concussions. Welcome back to the show, Wal.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure to be on.
Listen, I guess I have to start with saying, people can get wrap their heads around, not to use a metaphor, wrap their heads around a concussion injury in the NFL. But is it something that happens in the NBA? I mean, how does that happen in basketball?
Well, not only in basketball, but soccer and other sports. And since I've been involved with a lot of sports here in South Florida, working for the Miami Heat for 20 years, and then providing a lot of Dade versus Broward All-Star football games, the Martin Luther King Classic basketball games, and 7-on-7, and also providing clinics throughout South Florida for the Miami Heat for 20 years, I actually did a research with clear2play.org because of the problems that we have with concussions with high school students. Clear2play provides baseline concussion testing as well as concussion management and return to play protocols. Other services by this organization include community outreach and educational seminars for parents, families, coaches, athletic directors, trainers, teachers, school nurses, and administrators. The reason why I have this organization to do research because we have so many problems at our all-star football games. I actually work with tournament champions, and we put on these all-star games so our student-athletes can be viewed by college coaches to get scholarships down here in South Florida since 88.
How does how does a guy from Philly end up in South Florida? Isn't it hot down there?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you, Billy Cunningham. I was working for the Center for Education and Development in San Antonio, the federal government, for the Department of Education. I was a human development specialist and trainer in 10 states. And I trained teachers in classroom management and teaching techniques, positive peer leadership training in the form of neurolinguistical programming. So I sent Billy Cunningham a proposal in 1988, and he hired me as community relations director. He hired me as a scout, and those 20 years of Billy Cunningham and also under Pat Riley, for those few years that I worked with Pat Riley, it gave me an opportunity to really do programs that I really modeled after Sunny Hills programs, Charles Baker League, so many things in Philly. Actually, because of my radio is because of Sunny Hill, because of WIP every Sunday.
You still have a Philly connection, is that it?
Of course, yeah. Definitely. Each year, we put on the little Bobby Jones Memorial Clinic at the Carousel House at 48th and Parkside.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Special population and student-athletes. All the legends of Philly come out for that event each year. This is our 12th year be coming up. So I'm connected with Philadelphia extensively because September 27th, Coach Hamilton, the winningest coach in Philadelphia public history for Ben Franklin, will be doing a human development basketball education through sports clinic at Glen Mills in Concordville, Pennsylvania.
Well, you'll be up in the neighborhood practically.
Yeah, I'm well, believe me, I'm in and out of Philly. It's my home. I always want to give back. So it's important for me to come on this show because I think our listeners should really hear what's important about taking care of their children. I'm working with children first because I work with Leroy Keyes. He's one of our contributors for our Sports Inside and Out. And former Eagle, as you well know, we talk about the NFL. But I wanted to talk about...
Let me ask you, speaking of the NFL, before you jump over, I want to ask you, do you think that the NFL settlement is good for, athletes in general?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And a United States District Court judge presiding over the settlement for NFL players. There's 5,000 former players who sued the league alleging that they hid the dangers of concussions from them. And after talking to Leroy Keyes and doing research, I'm going to tell you something. it's alarming. Of course, they're saying they agreed last year to establish a pool for $675 million to cover injuries and diseases linked to head trauma. But I'm going to tell you, the statistics are alarming. I mean, I know a lot of football players, and when you talk about what's happening in reference to the injuries and what happens to them afterwards, when you say the calculation of both sides expected several dozen former players to receive the largest monetary awards up to $5 million for Parkinson's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or CTE. So after talking to Leroy Keyes and researching it, you're talking about 28% of former players totaling 5,900 will develop compensable injuries.
Wow.
Only about 60%, or let's say this, or 3,600 of those players are expected to file claims, which are estimated to total $950 million.
Big money. How about the NBA? You think that such a lawsuit would be viable for NBA players? And have they, as they've aged, has there been any significant group of NBA players who have suffered with similar injuries from the injuries and concussions sustained while they were playing?
I can testify to myself personally because of the workman compensation. I think 2014, they stopped the suing of NBA teams. I think there was so many of the NBA players, not only in concussions, but so many injuries, are suing insurance companies because the quality of life has diminished because of all the injuries. As I said, I could testify in my own accord.
Let me ask you something, Wally. How much did, you know, I think this has got to be said, like, back in the day when you were playing professional basketball at the height of your career, right, you're representing the city of Philadelphia, the 67 team, they win the world championship. What is it, how much was an average NBA player making back then a year for his or her, for his services?
You would be amazed.
Well, go ahead. Amaze me, Wally. Amaze me. How much?
I'm going to amaze you. and I give you an average salary when I came in 65 was about $12,000.
Oh, my 65. God. Wow.
The highest paid player in the 70s was, if you note this, this was the big news because Will Chamberlain made $100,000,
yeah,
and then Bill Russell made $101,000 to show that he was better. That's what the Boston Celtics do for that psychological edge.
Right, right.
But, you know, they average about $55,000, $65,000, $70,000.
And how long was a career? How long, you know, did a career last?
Well, average career then, there were only 16 teams.
Right.
So, you know, you're really fighting for a job each year to stay on someone's team. And as I played with Baltimore, Detroit, Utah Stars, they even went to the ABA. A lot of people not even aware of my experiences there. Great, great year there with Moses Malone out of high school.
Moses
great
Malone, basketball. Yeah. We see,
money then was only about 75 to big salaries. They and those guys are making six figures. But when you talk about doing my career and ball players in my era, I came in 65 to them, and Chet Walker mentioned it in his induction. When you're making $55,000, $65,000, it's not bad money for the 70.
Well, I think the argument can be made now with the kind of money, because there was a point where the money was commensurate with the times, but now it's just crazy money. Some of these players make tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. So I think the argument could be made now that those players, okay, they're making so much money that it's kind of an understood thing. If you're going to have the future injuries and stuff, that, you know, you're making all this money, you're buying into that. I mean, I don't know if those guys have such a argument that they can sue
NBA. But the older guys.
Yeah, absolutely. The ones that didn't get compensated properly compared to what guys are making now.
Yeah.
Right. It's no comparison. And I'm happy for them.
We
made this game, and we made it for them.
You did make it.
To receive that type of money.
You're right.
But I'm happy for them because your career could end just like that.
That's true.
And I'm happy for them. And I understand it's just that they have to realize, because we just came from our retired players meeting in Cancun, Mexico last month, where we talk about a lot of these ball players are crippled.
Right.
A lot of our ball players, because of the ancient medical care.
Right.
A lot of guys are shot up.
They didn't get right.
To play because we were forced to play while we were injured.
Really, how often that reminds me, how often do professional athletes need to get physicals?
Well, what it is, of course, professional athletes each year, you're going to have a physical to play anyway. That's going to camp, but you're talking about professional athletes that are retired. We're going every 3-4 months to make sure we're all right. And as I say, I can name Pat Riley, Larry Brown, Earl Monroe, new knees, new hips. I can name hundreds and hundreds of ball players that have been crippled from the game of the sport. You know, that's basketball.
Right.
And I can mention some other statistics when we get back into the NFL, but it's a gladiator arena, and your body's being tortured. You're pounded. The practices, not only the games themselves, but the practices. See, when we played, we had to have summer jobs. Billy Cunningham, Hal Greer, Lou Jackson, we actually did clinics all around Philadelphia. Of course, we weren't making enough money to not play. And, of course, now these guys make you can come in as a rookie and be a millionaire.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
A rookie millionaire.
Multimillionaire.
And so you're not playing, you're not forced to play summer games.
Right, right.
Any longer.
Well, and you're getting the best medical care. So,
yes,
I mean,
you're getting the best medical care. That's very important.
Yeah.
Note there, the best medical care. And so, I was ancient then. I mean, you talk about operations. I have a grocery list of injuries that I've had, and they're, you know, it takes a toll on you when you get my age, you know. I'm chronologically gifted. I'm 72.
What is it what is it that you're proposing or that you do to educate children to kind of avoid or help avoid these things?
I've seen these new commercials, okay, that they're advertising that, you know, kind of indicate to parents, hey, don't worry, your kids are going to be safe because we play under a certain set of rules that protects their brains from potential concussions. What's going on right now in the youth leagues to make sure that these kids don't grow up with concussions?
Well, what is it, especially down here in Miami, because we do have one of the biggest football games that we have, Dade versus Broward. And I could name guys like Ray Lewis, Antron Roll. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of ball players that played in this area since I was here in 88 that became pros. But the technique is really the new techniques they're trying to show them, how to tackle. I mean, it's difficult with a game, of course, of football and even soccer. I mean, when you talk about female high school athletes suffer almost 40% more concussions than males, that's 29,000 annually. Female high school basketball players suffer 24% more concussions than males. That's 13,000. That's 400,000 brain injuries. Concussions occurred in high school athletics. During
Wally? Yeah, why?
2009-2010.
Wally, why are women subjected to concussions at such a greater amount of time?
Well, physically. I mean, you know, that's why they have so many different injuries with their knees, because of their body, the way they're built.
Huh.
And a lot of times these injuries occur, and it's because they're physical. And they're physical, and you see these games, which I enjoy, the WNBA, I enjoy college ball, I enjoy watching women play. But the way they play, it's still physical, but it seems as though they have more injuries. And I have statistics to indicate that, and it's amazing of how they collide also in their injuries. You're talking about concussions doubled among students age 8 to 19, like basketball, soccer, for women, for young ladies.
Wally, we got to pay the bills. Stand by. We'll come back to talk to you about concussions in a moment.
Yes.
Let's talk to Ron from Burlington, New Jersey. He's got a car accident question. Hey, Ron, welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your question, Ron?
my question is, I got in a car accident during December of 2013, and I got injuries with my back, neck, legs, and I'm currently seeing a chiropractor. Now, my question is, do I need a lawyer? And if I do need a lawyer, what is the how much do they get paid out of the settlement and all like that?
Okay. First of all, if you haven't consulted a lawyer and it's now September, I would say that's probably the worst thing you could have done. You want the answer to your first question is absolutely yes, you need a lawyer. And the reason why is because insurance companies treat unrepresented folks not the same way that they treat represented folks. Okay, it's just as simple as that. They're never going to give you the value of your case. Because they have you at a disadvantage. You don't know the value of your case. How many cases have you had, Ron?
I have had any.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've had no cases. You've never had the opportunity to value what the injuries are that you have, and the insurance company knows that. And so they figure, hey, we could take advantage of Ron and offer him a lesser amount, a significantly lesser amount, because he doesn't know what the value of his case is. So for that reason alone, you should be with an attorney. But there's also deadlines that have to be met, statutes of limitation, that you could, in your ignorance of the law, not know, and then you could lose your rights to pursue a claim. So the answer, and the thing about being represented on car accidents, slip and falls, these medical malpractice, birth injuries, all these cases that my Philly lawyer handles regularly, we do on a contingent fee basis. And so we take a percentage of the recovery for the client. If there's no recovery, and at times that happens, then the client owes nothing for the legal representation that they've had.
Now, you said a percentage. How much is a percentage?
Well, it depends a lot on the facts of the case, on the circumstances surrounding the case. It could be as little as a third and as much as 40%. And where you fit in that slide will depend on many, many factors. But you'd have to come in and we would, you'd have a first or initial consultation before you signed anything, and then we would discuss the fee and see where you fit into the type of cases we handle and whether where the fee would be. But it would be some percentage along that gradient.
So here's what people don't realize is that you're thinking, I can tell that you're thinking in terms of just, oh my God, I don't want to have to pay a lawyer if I don't have to, and he's going to take a third or 40%. That's huge. What's going to happen, though, if you don't have representation, as Dean said, you know, you might miss deadlines, but more importantly, you're going to give information that you might not have to give. They're going to beat you down until they make you settle for what you think is the right amount. Next thing you know, several months go by, your case is over, and all of a sudden you owe medical bills, you owe things you didn't know that had to be taken care of at the time of settlement. Now you have nowhere to go to get the money to compensate. And now, the point I'm making is there's much more to it than just how much am I going to get and how much do I have to pay the lawyer. That's the least of the concern. The concern is making sure your rights are protected and that you're not subjected to any expenses later on and things like that.
Great point, David.
Yeah,
because
nowadays,
what we have is
the Medicaid,
yeah. You've got health insurance liens,
yep.
Your doctors have copays and deductibles, and so you make a settlement thinking that's the end of that, and you're satisfied,
yep.
And then 6 months down the pike or 12 months down you get bills. Yeah, you just simply shouldn't be going this alone. I mean, that's the bottom line. And on value, if you think and they offer you $3,000 and you paid an attorney nothing, so you walk away with $3,000. But if your case was worth $10,000 and the attorney takes 40% and you're left with $6,000, you've actually gotten double the money. You're walking away with twice as much as you would have if you had understood the value of your case.
Correct.
So, again, I I don't say this because this is what I do for a living and I need to feed myself. I say this because if I were you, I would never, ever deal with insurance companies on my own. If I was in an accident, I would pay an attorney to represent me and not handle my own case. I, Dean Weitzman, who has more than enough experience, would not handle a case that I was involved in. I would pay an attorney to handle it for me. I have no business handling my own case, and neither do you. Have a great Sunday. And if you need us, you know where to get us. 215-227-2727.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. I think I put a point on that exclamation. Let's take a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, folks, and we're answering your questions.
If you have legal problems and need answers, call My Philly Lawyer, Dean Weitzman, first at 215-227-2727 for personal injury, medical malpractice, birth injury, and more. Call Dean first.
He will fight for your rights. That's what Dean Weitzman is all about.
Call My Philly Lawyer, Dean Weitzman, first. 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. It's a legal and financial squeeze. You're unable to work because of an accident, but your legal case is still not settled, so you can't pay the bills to take care of your family. But now, thanks to U.S. Claims, you can. If you have a pending lawsuit, call 1-877-US-CLAIMS. While you're waiting for your settlement, U.S. Claims can help you pay the bills. Get out of the squeeze. Call 1-877-US-CLAIMS today. For 20 years, Center City Medical Center has provided premium expert medical services for Philadelphia. Whether you need musculoskeletal rehab or an immigration physical, call 888-945-EXAM. Our board-certified physicians have more than 80 years' experience from post-injury rehab to DNA paternity testing. To make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations, call 888-945-EXAM. Get premium expert care. Center City Medical Center, serving Northeast, North, and Center City, Philadelphia. If you've been injured on the job and are entitled to workers' comp, you need someone fighting for you from the start. Call Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law. Don't rely on your employer or insurance company to get it right. Call 215-512-1500. If you're entitled to workers' comp or it's being challenged, Jeffrey Gross can help get the money you deserve, and he won't get paid unless you get paid. Call 215-512-1500. Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law, representing Pennsylvania's injured workers for more than 20 years.
The following is a paid program brought to you by My Philly Lawyer. The views and opinions expressed are those of the sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station and its management.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back to Court Radio. This is Dean Weitzman, joined in the studio with my co-host, David M. Rappaport.
Good morning.
And David and I are both joined with our friend Wally Jones, professional basketball player, former star of the 76ers.
Miami Heat.
Participated in the 67 World Championship team. The famous, the infamous, the one and only Wally Jones. Hey, Wally, welcome back to Court Radio.
Thanks a lot, fellas. I just heard some of the comments regarding the car accident. One of the things they talk about, 15 to 24-year-old, when you talk about leading cause of traumatic brain injuries behind motor vehicles.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you have skateboarding. I meant to tell you guys, you know, you're looking at sports, you know, the major sports, but here skateboarding and rollerblading is 16%.
Wow.
Baseball and softball are 12%. I'm talking again about youth.
Well, listen, you know, David Rappaport, you might not know this, Wally, but David Rappaport is a professional level skier. This man cuts through mountains like nobody's business. Now, David, when you were a kid skiing, did you ever wear a helmet?
No, but I do now. Yeah, and I hit my head recently a couple years ago when I was going down a slope and I had the helmet on, and I can tell you, if I didn't have that helmet on, it would have been definitely concussion, maybe worse.
Yeah.
So I can't advocate that enough in skiing. But, you know, when we were little, we never, just like very much like Wally was talking about, when he was on the basketball team, the medical treatment was different and all, everything was different. Well, Dean, I mean, when we grew up, we did all the things that kids do today. I skateboarded. I rode a bike. I did all the things that now everyone wears a helmet. We never wore helmets.
Never.
Ever.
We rode bikes all over. Never
yeah,
had a helmet.
Never. Never.
Wait, I got to tell you. When I was a kid, when I was a kid in my mommy's basement, right, in the Oxford Circle, there was a window, a high window up on in the basement, and I had a BB gun, and I was shooting at a target. So in order to protect her, she had paneling, you know, that back in the 60s and 70s,
everything was paneled.
So she had this paneling I had to protect, so I put this blanket up on, and I tucked it under a heavy statue on top of the window. So it would cover the wall, and I'm shooting. I got done. I sat down on the couch that the blanket was laying on. I pull the statue. The statue was Moses, okay? The Moses came down and hit me on the head.
Whoa, that explains everything.
Knocked me out. I was knocked out.
We now have the explanation that we've all been seeking ever since we've known Dean Weitzman.
I think I might have a brain injury.
Yeah, well, you did.
I think a little one. But but what happens, Wally, over time when you have a brain injury as a young person? Okay, what happens over time as you get older with that brain injury? Does it go away?
Let me give you something on that. I think that's so important for our listeners to understand. The NFL actuaries assume that 28% of all players would be found to have compensable diseases that the league would pay out $900 million. The calculations showed that players younger than 50 had a 0.8% chance of developing Alzheimer's or dementia. I think it's very important because and that's compared with less than a 0.1% of the general population. For players ages 50 to 54, the rate is 1.4% compared to 0.1% of the general population. So the idea of having these concussions causes Alzheimer's.
Wow, 15 times more likely to develop one of those debilitating diseases, and the onset probably is fairly young. You know, I mean, these guys are in their 60s now and suffering with these diseases, maybe even 50s.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things on our gallery, we have some contributors like Bone Crusher Smith, Ernie Schaefer's, Ray Mercer, Jerry Cooney. A lot of that is also part of fighting is Parkinson's disease, as you well know, Muhammad Ali,
right?
Because of those continuous blows. So when you speak about sports, when you speak about continually getting hit in the head or soccer, when you talk about the ball hitting you, I mean, I really found out the statistics from this group, again, it's cleartoplay.org. When they talk about girls and young boys getting concussions from the hitting the ball with their head,
right?
You know, I mean,
that's part of the game. They encourage to do that,
right? Right.
It's just something we have to make sure our parents and our people in our schools understand to protect our kids, because it's alarming the number of young people that are going to emergency rooms having concussions.
Wally, I want to thank you for joining us today. We got to run off, but you've been a wonderful source of information. We look forward to you. When you come back to when you're up in Philly this fall, consider stopping by Court Radio. We'd love to have you on a Sunday morning.
Dean, good talking with you guys, and I'm so glad you have a show like this to inform our public.
Thanks, Wally.
Right, Wally.
Take care, bud.
Take care, man.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Now.
David.
Yes.
This happens even in our cases. I'm reminded that Wally reminded me that we have a case right now where a bicyclist was struck by a car, and I had him examined because he was suffering with symptoms that sounded like he might have a brain injury. We had him examined by a neuropsychiatrist, and in fact, he does have a traumatic brain injury. Now, the question Wally raises is, does my client have a greater likelihood later in life of sustaining dementia, Alzheimer's, and other diseases?
Who knows? But I would say More likely, yeah. I mean,
I think there's studies out that support that. So now the question is, as trial attorneys, can we get a jury to get him compensated for the future diseases he might sustain?
We would need to prove it, so you need the evidence. But, you know, the other thing that goes hand-in-hand with that is when we started, I've been a lawyer now 26 years, almost 30 years. When I started, we never even thought to look at or recommend that our clients get looked at for possible head injury, traumatic brain injury. But now I see it all the time, like much, not all the time, but much more frequently. That's not because it's happening more frequently. It's because now it's more on the radar.
And we can test for it.
Right. There's better testing.
Let's talk to Quentin from Center City, who's got a question about car accidents. Hey, Quentin, welcome to Court Radio.
How you doing, D?
All right. Thanks for staying on the line. What's your question?
Back in July 5th, 2013, I was in a car accident where a young lady, took the red light and totaled both of our cars.
Okay.
Since then, I got a lawyer and I completed therapy. 3 weeks ago, I got a letter from the lawyer stating that my case was dropped.
Why? Did he or she explain?
They didn't give me any explanation. They let me know that I have up to July the 5th of 2015 to get another lawyer. But the last time I talked to them face-to-face, they said they was putting in settlement, that they got all my information from the therapy, and that they're putting in paperwork for settlement.
Well, I assume you're calling to say, you know, why did they drop me, and can I get another lawyer? And, you know, and the answer is...
I just wanted your advice. Shut up.
Yeah,
so this is my first time going through this.
Okay,
understood. A lot of times, lawyers will take cases where there may be issues, hoping that they're going to get a settlement, and if they don't, they cut bait and run. Okay, and sometimes it's justified, and other times it's not, and it really depends on the facts of the case. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and if you know the answer, give me a yes or a no. Are you limited tort?
I think I wasn't even driving my car. I was driving my girlfriend grandma's car with her permission.
But did
and
you?
It might have been limited tort.
No.
What about your door?
You wouldn't be bound by your girlfriend's grandmother's car. That's too far removed. Did you at the time own your own car?
No.
Then you wouldn't be limited tort. No matter what grandma had, you'd be full tort, because only people who are limited tort are those who own a car and choose limited tort insurance, or you live. Now, here's the other question. Did you reside at that time in a home where a resident of the home who was your relative by blood own a car that had insurance? In other words, did you live with your mom or dad or brother or sister who had their own car with insurance?
No, I did live with a girl who had insurance, but we weren't blood.
Okay, well then, again, you are full tort based on your description, okay? No matter what grandma had, you're full tort. And as a full tort, then the only question is, were you at fault? And because you're entitled to be counsel there,
we had witnesses. I wasn't at fault.
All right, then you've stumped me, Quentin. I don't understand.
It doesn't make sense.
You got to package up get your stuff together and come down and see us. But I have to ask you. You listen to Court Radio. You seem to think I have some information that's important. Why would you last in the summer of 13 go somewhere besides my office? Why?
Dean, I got on to my Philly lawyer through the radio. This is all afterwards. All right,
Quentin.
One pass.
I'll give you a pass. But that's it. That you got your one lifetime pass. Now you're gonna call me tomorrow. Make an appointment. Come down and see me. Okay. Instead of listening to my voice, you're gonna see my face, and you're gonna come down with your file. We're gonna get the file. We'll get the medical records. We'll investigate your claim. And at the very least, if there's some kind of horrible thing lurking here and we can't help you, you're going to know exactly why we can't. But I'm not going to turn you away, Quentin, because you have a small case or there's some problems. If I can overcome the problems, I'm going to get you money. You got it, Quentin?
Now, Dean.
Yes.
Do I got to get the package first, or can I come down here tomorrow without the package and let you know the law office that I'm with? And
Yeah. You can come down without the package. We'll get the package for you, Quentin.
Okay, because they're right in the Bellevue Hotel.
So. All right. But here's the thing. When you come up into my office, okay, and you see what my Philly lawyer is, when you see the grandeur of my Philly lawyer, I don't want you to try to offer me 50 or 60% of your case, okay? I draw the line at 40%. I'm sorry. I can't take any more than that.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, Quentin. I'll see you tomorrow. 215-227-2727. So let us talk to David. Diane from Cherry Hill. Hello, Cherry Hill. How are you, Diane?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
Question is, I'm in a dilemma because I just realized that my job wasn't taken out. My copay to my health insurance for 11 years. Now, I'm just finding it out, like, sometime in April. Now, I'm afraid to react on it because I don't know, thinking they'll probably fire me.
Why would they fire you if they forgot to take out your copays?
First of all, it's a non-union job.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the good news. The good news is there's a statute of limitations for everything, including their ability to collect probably more than the past couple of years. And so I would say that, you shouldn't fear that you're going to have to pay 11 years, okay? But also, if they're culpable, if they're a part of the problem, I think they'll just probably start taking it out now. But the copays, like your piece of the health care premium is not really copays, but I understand what you mean. It's your portion of the premium that they forgot to deduct, right?
Correct.
Okay, but you've had health insurance? You've used your health insurance?
Workers' comp, everything, yes.
Okay, but health insurance and workers' comp is different. Yeah. I mean, workers' comp...
This is a different thing that I have used since I've been here. I've been to the doctor. I've been in...
Okay, you have a health...
So you've used it.
You've used health insurance. Forget workers' comp. You have... They've provided you with, like, Blue Cross Blue Shield or some sort of health insurance.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe you're so important to them that they weren't going to charge you your piece of the premium. No.
So do I go to them now and let them know this is my fear?
Well, you notice this, but you're still getting your health coverage and it's being paid and you're covered, right?
Yeah.
Well, as Dean said, maybe are you sure that there isn't some arrangement that it's being paid for you as part of your job? I mean, it sounds, if your ability to be covered was dependent upon you paying a certain amount of the premium out of your pay. You wouldn't be covered if they knew that they weren't getting it. They obviously must know they're not getting it because part of the payment's coming from you and it's not coming from you. So I wouldn't say anything. Why would you even rock the boat? You know. There you go.
David Rappaport's best advice. Don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
Diane, thanks for listening to Court Radio. Have a great Sunday. Folks, we started the show with my friend, my mentor, and my best buddy, E. Stephen Collins. This is E's day in support of E, and this is E. Stephen Collins studio.
E day.
This is E day, yeah. And you wouldn't be listening to David and I, frankly, and you wouldn't have Court Radio without E. Stephen Collins. Let's give it up for E and listen to what he has to say.
Thank you.
Thank you, E.
Thank you, E.
Thank you, E. Stephen.
Thank you, E. Stephen.
Thank you, E. Stephen Collins. Be blessed.
Hey, E. I just want to thank you so much for being a part of my life.
Thank you, E. We love you, brother.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, E. Stephen Collins.
Here's E. Stephen Collins.
Thanks, big guy. Thank you both. David, thank you, buddy. Warming up the studio listeners for me. Good warm-up back there, my Philly lawyer. Good morning. This is Philly Speaks. I'm E. Stephen Collins. You're listening to Old School 100.3. And it is good to touch base with you this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, my main man? How's it going, big
Wide awake, man. Wide awake.
Hey, look, this is Wide Awake America right here, 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. Okay, Senator Hughes, I only have a minute and a half, and I have two more big questions for you. Ready?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
First, was Julius Erving the best basketball player ever in the history of the NBA?
No, Will Chamberlain.
Shut up!
Sorry.
You are wrong!
Sorry.
Okay, wait a minute. Wrong.
Sorry. Well,
no, it was Dr. J. Will was a great ball player. Don't get me wrong. And he was a Philadelphia guy, Overbrook guy. I get all that. But Julius had artistic genius in the air.
The argument is going to go down.
Come on, man.
Doc was the coolest.
So you are agreeing that Dr. J was the greatest basketball player of all time.
Express yourself.
Thank you so much. I'm out of time. I just thank you all for getting up early this morning. I love you guys. You guys are amazing.
The preceding was a paid program of MyPhillyLawyer.com.